Hi, and welcome to another episode of Xiao Tiao, your little bridge to China. I'm Valerie. Today, we are going to Shanghai, one of China's most developed cities. We have with us here today Mr. Yi Shenzhou, a Singaporean who's been living and working in modern Shanghai for the past 3 years. He'll share with us his insights on the life in Shanghai, and we also find out how he adjusts the Shanghai lifestyle as a born and bred Singaporean. Hi, Mr. Yi Shen. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Mr. Shin, a few years back, people considered China to be a backward country, but look at it now. It's developing so fast. MNCs are looking to invest in them. Some might actually consider Shanghai one of the most advanced cities in China, and also could be compared to Singapore, and some might say it's similar. Do you agree?
I think if you are used to a certain lifestyle, you can definitely live very comfortably even here in Shanghai. There are plenty of nice condos, nice restaurants, nice clubs that you can go to. But I think past that kind of first world facilities, you do get in Shanghai the other end of the spectrum, the squalor, the very kind of third world kind of living conditions that you don't get in Singapore anymore. So I think, it comes down to the fact that Shanghai probably is a lot more like Singapore in the 70s than Singapore today.
So you could say that we've gone back 2 or 3 decades or so. Now, having stayed in Shanghai for 3 years, in your opinion, what are the differences in lifestyles of the Shanghainese and Singaporean?
Yeah, in Singapore, I think people are a lot more comfortable than in Shanghai. Singapore is mostly middle class and everyone has a pretty good lifestyle. But I think that also ends up making Singaporeans a little more complacent. Shanghai is very different. It's a city of a lot of contrast. The vast majority of people here actually do make a lot of money, and they, you know, fighting a lot harder than people in Singapore. But I think this makes it a very exciting city as well, because this means people are a lot more hungry, and they're a lot more open, and they're a lot more excited about their futures. Definitely for me, a more interesting place to live than in Singapore.
Singapore's already considered a fast-paced society and always building towards the sky. To think that some place is faster and, well, I would say a bit too quick for myself. However, you as someone who has traveled the world to places like America and Africa, and of course who likes adventure and challenges, I could see why you would recommend thrill seekers like yourself to take a visit to Shanghai. Singapore is considered a first world country and in fact one of Asia's most developed. We also pride ourselves on being clean and green. Some would say that we're the country with an easy and laid-back lifestyle, as you've previously mentioned. So what was it like adapting to Shanghai lifestyle?
Quite easy, because I think in a place like Shanghai, I mean, Shanghai is different from the rest of China, but in a place like Shanghai, you can choose the lifestyle that you want. You can go to very expensive and nice restaurants. You can go to very, very cheap, kind of hole-in-the-wall kind of shop. It was quite easy for me personally because, you know, I myself grew up in Chinatown in Singapore. So I was very used to kind of having dirt around and having a lot of local color and texture. But I have met Singaporeans actually who can't deal with it. That's different because, you know, like I said, I think Singaporeans have become too used to a certain level of cleanliness or ease of life. And sometimes they have problems when they come to a place like Shanghai. Because Shanghai, you still have to consciously kind of just take a step back and say, look, this is a third world country and I'm going to have to adjust my expectations.
Mr. Shin, Singapore is multicultural and multiracial, as I'm sure you know as a local, and we always appreciate the differences between each race and culture. So how about Shanghai? Is it safe to say that Chinese is just Chinese, or are there stark differences between mainland Chinese and the Singapore Chinese?
I wouldn't say starkly. I think there are definitely a lot of common roots. There are some things that we understand, but there are definitely some differences because in a certain way, mainlanders are less traditional than Singaporeans in good and bad ways. And also, there is this aspect of the mainland which, you know, really infuses everyone's mindset, which is that there are too many people. So in the mainland, people are obsessed with this idea that there are too many Chinese sharing the same resources, and this kind of affects the way that they treat themselves, they treat other people around them, and they look at their own place in society. I think in Singapore you definitely don't have this problem, and people may be more giving in a certain way. But I think it's tough. You know, I'm myself third generation Singaporean Chinese, so, you know, we've kept a lot of the old traditions from previous generations, because my family is very Chinese educated. So we're quite traditional. But in China, you see a lot of strong women, for example. You see a lot of respect of higher authorities. I mean, there are definitely differences, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Xin, for your time. It's been great knowing more about Shanghai from your perspective. Let me just say, China is always developing and changing, so what we see in one trip could be different come a few months' time. My advice to our listeners is to keep your ears peeled to Xiao Tiao, where we try to bring you the most updated China.